Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and this week we will feature some great trumpet players, beginning with Freddie Hubbard. This is his debut album, recorded June 19th, 1960, featuring a quintet of Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on drums. We're going to hear the title track, Open Sesame.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Freddie Hubbard, one of my favorite tunes of his, entitled Little Sunflower. It's been covered by other jazz artists as well, but Freddie Hubbard is the composer. That's from an album entitled Backlash, a 1966 release on Atlantic Records. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, James Spaulding on flute and alto sax, Albert Daly on piano, Bob Cunningham bass, Otis Ray Appleton on drums, and Ray Barreto hitting the congas. And we're doing a trumpet special this week, and you cannot do a trumpet special without having Miles Davis on there. So this is Miles Davis from a 1958 release, his first great quintet. We're going to hear Milestones. And that is San Diego's very own favorite trumpeter. His name is Gilbert Castellanos. And that's an album recorded back in 2006 entitled Underground. Besides Gilbert on trumpet, we have pianist Mikan Zlatkovic, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Kevin Connor on drums. And we anxiously await the release of a new Gilbert Castellanos album. He's got that all recorded and mastered and ready to be released. Before that, we heard from Eddie Henderson, another fine trumpeter, perhaps known for his 70s recordings with Herbie Hancock. This one, recorded in 2020, name of the album is Shuffle and Deal, and we heard the title track from that one. That's Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Donald Harrison on saxophone, Kenny Barron on piano, Gerald Cannon on bass, and Mike Clark on drums. And we started out that set with the great Miles Davis, Milestones, a 1958 release. Milestones is one of Miles's greatest albums, recorded back in 1958 with his first great quintet. Actually, this quintet is supplemented by one, making it a sextet. Miles on trumpet, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's move right along with another important name when it comes to playing trumpet in modern jazz. His name is Kenny Dorham. We're going to hear something from the album Una Mas. This is Sao Paulo. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ingrid Jensen, a fine trumpet and flugelhorn player. A very moody piece, one that I like quite a bit. I like that sound. We saw Ingrid Jensen last night playing with the women's supergroup, Artemis, and it was nice to be able to include a woman artist in this trumpet special. The other players on this piece are Jeffrey Keyser on piano and keyboards, John Wicken on drums to round out that quartet. Before that, we heard from Kenny Dorham from the album Una Mas, a 1963 release, and a great quintet here. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. All right, that'll about do it for today's show. My name's Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thanks for listening. We are a weekly radio show on WWUH and podcast as well. We're going to finish up today's show with the great Lee Morgan. Can't forget Lee Morgan in a trumpet special from the album Cornbread. One of my favorite of his compositions, a ballad. He's known more for his fiery hard bop playing, but I love this tune. It's entitled Ciora, featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We're going to hear Ciora. Funny, as I look back on this set, it's been a pretty mellow trumpet special. I hope you all enjoyed it. Now let's listen to Lee Morgan.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.